With today's Fruit Grower Report, I'm Bob Larson. A Goliath by comparison, the brown marmorated stink bug has its own David to worry about, called the samurai wasp. Researchers at Oregon State University have been studying the tiny predator's effectiveness for the past few years.
From the work that we've done in the lab, samurai wasp parasitizes pretty close to 100% of brown marmorated stink bug eggs. We present it with stink bug eggs in a whole variety of experiments and does a really good job of reproducing inside them. In the field as well, those parasitism rates are about 60 to 80% in China, and we do find evidence of the samurai wasp parasitizing BMSV eggs, at least in metropolitan Portland.
OSU entomologist David Lowenstein says the next step is field testing in orchards.
So it's a very tiny wasp. I mean, it's the size of a period in a sentence. If we release this in orchards, we don't know if it's going to be effective throughout the entire orchard. Will it disperse anywhere where there's BMSV, or will it be most effective near orchard edges or other annual crop edges? So there's a lot of information that researchers, including myself, we're working on starting now to understand the samurai wasp biology in the field.
Lowenstein says the samurai wasp could be a key player in managing brown marmorated stink bugs. He encourages anyone who notices stink bug eggs with tiny little wasps hanging around to contact the OSU Extension office and let them know when and where you see them.
Welcome back to another Fruit Bites brought to you by Valent USA, and with us once again is Valent's Allison Walston. And this week, Allison, tell me, what is mating disruption?
Mating disruption is a term used for tricking insects into not being able to find each other, therefore disrupting their mating. For example, codling moth. The female moth gives off a pheromone to attract the male moths to her. If you put out mating disruption pheromone all over the orchard, the male moths get confused between the female moth and the fake pheromone source and can't locate her.
So the codling moth, that's the worm in the apple and a serious pest, right?
It is a serious pest. It chews its way inside the fruit. And without mating disruption, organic production would be nearly impossible.
So do the males ever find the females?
They might eventually, but delaying that hookup for just a few days is enough to reduce the likelihood of that codling moth egg from hatching.
Well, thanks, Allison. Join us again next time for more Fruit Bites brought to you by Valent. Until then, I'm Bob Larson.
From the Ag Information Network of the West, I'm Bob Larson with your Fruit Grower Report.